So we're gonna do the intro. It's like a serious intro now. Serious. All right. So usually, stop laughing. This was a mistake. So every week, as we've been doing for the past few weeks, we highlight an organization we want to highlight. And this week, it will be the Marsha P. Johnson Institute. In honor of the activist and drag queen Marsha P. Johnson, this organization focuses on protecting and defending human rights of Black transgender people. They also provide fellowships to help supply income for transgender artists, as well as ones to support community-driven projects in the Midwest and South. So go to marshap.org to find out more info on the organization. It's a beautiful organization, guys. You guys want to hear some fucking great news? Hard segue? Depends. Hard segue? Nickelback dropped a new album.
I heard that.
Why did that earlier this year?
I have literally maybe a week ago or 2 weeks ago. They just dropped it on a Friday. I have not heard it.
Did they drop it like did they try and pull a Beyonce where they just dropped it with no warning, or was there advertisement and just
there was warning. There was a tweet that said, like, you know, here's the date, and that's it.
It was a warning. It was written in the prophecies.
I don't think I like your definition of the word good.
I have not heard anything of it, but I'm like, I kind of want to hear it.
I'm still busy listening to the Chicks' new album, so.
Yeah, it's not good news.
Yeah, no, Dixie Chicks is much better news.
Some album anniversaries. It's been 17 years since Hillary dropped Metamorphosis.
Iconic.
Today, 17 years.
That makes me feel hella fucking old, though.
Dude, and it's been 20 years since Linkin Park dropped Hybrid Theory.
Metamorphosis is my first favorite album.
Aww.
Metamorphosis and Hybrid Theory are the same genre.
Do you know what it's also, what also has an anniversary to this? I think it's this week.
Is it this week?
Yeah, it's a 5-year anniversary of Halsey's Bad Hands.
Oh my God.
There you go. There's your Halsey fact.
So,
thank you, Chad.
That's the one. You're allowed one.
So it's been 5 years since Badlands? Damn. Time flies.
When you're having fun.
I know. Hashtag free Britney, though.
Oh, did you see the thing about Jamie Lynn trying to take?
Yeah. So apparently that happened in 2018, where she was named a trustee of her assets in case anything happened to Britney. And so she would be in charge to help give that trust fund to her kids. But Britney doesn't want any of her family near her money, basically. She wants like a third party. Like,
yeah. Aren't her kids like getting pretty old with her? Like,
they're 14.
Yeah, it was like they're like teenagers now. They're getting to the point where they'll be able to take control of their own part of the assets.
Part of their destiny.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
The heart of the cards.
The heart of the cards. Britney gave birth to Yugi Moto. Oh, God. So that whole ordeal is kind of a mess. But you know what else is a mess, Catherine?
Talking about the 2000s.
Great job.
That was really smooth, guys. That was flawless and smooth.
Honestly,
says it.
Honestly, the best one in weeks.
And I was distracted because my laptop wasn't charging. So
you
were
not looking at us at all.
I was trying to get the wire at the right angle because my laptop wasn't charging, but it's like half dead, so.
So this episode is a special episode because we have super special guests from another podcast, our awesome friend Chad, and from the hangnail of the United States, Grace.
We are the elbow, so you can go fuck yourself already. That did not take long.
Yeah.
Woo! How are you guys? Welcome to our show, finally.
Thanks so much.
The dream has happened.
Well, yeah. Chad's been on before.
Yeah. Chad's been on before, yeah. But not you. Like you,
me. I was never invited. I've never been invited.
So. Yeah, we should have called you for the Sheryl Crow episode or something.
For a what?
For the Sheryl Crow episode.
Sure.
Or something.
What, like, again, who do you think I am?
I don't know. I'm just throwing names. I'm like, what sticks? What sticks? What does she do? What does she listen to?
She's a white Cheryl lady. Crow. She'll like Sheryl.
She'll like Sheryl Crow. She's within the demographic.
According to Jason, I listen to Sheryl Crow and watch One Piece. Those are my interests.
You just that's watch it. One Piece on repeat.
You're just a country weeb. That's all it is, man. I love it. Man. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Good, good.
Welcome.
We've been doing our quarantine episodes. We've been watching things.
I've seen.
Yeah.
What have you guys been watching?
Well, it's hard to talk Grace into watching some things, but...
I mean...
I did, before you got on, I was telling them that you were trying to convince me to watch all of Supernatural, and I have refused many times.
You can't talk anybody into doing that. Not well, even I'm, in an asylum.
I'm rewatching it again. I'm on season 3 right now, but...
You are an insane person.
There's no reason for that.
I literally have nothing better to do. I'm watching that and Legend of Korra. Like, yeah,
That's better.
That's good.
Yeah, but I mean, I do things in tandem, man.
We should do a special episode on One Piece and have you on, Jason.
Funny enough, I stopped watching when I was like 14.
Okay, we're going to make you watch it and then talk about it.
It's never ending. There's like 800 episodes.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't think I've ever really seen any of it.
Neither have I. This is my point.
Grace, what's that Luffy had in the background?
No one, Jason.
Oh, my God.
Let's move on.
So we're here to talk about NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys. And we are here to decide who is the better band. And obviously, it's 98 Degrees.
Right. I mean, una noche. They carried the 90s. They carried the entire 90s with una noche.
That's right. That's all they had to do.
That's a staunch proclamation I do not stand behind. I'm a liar.
Chad's just saying things for clout.
Clout, Chad?
Yeah.
All right, so that works too. So I've been trying to have this episode for the longest time, and then quarantine happened, and I was just like, I've got to work a way to make this work. And I was just like, let's just invite two other people who have listened to Backstreet Boys and NSYNC profusely, right, Grace? To on the show. And I was just like, what better topic? And so what I want to know to start off like soft is when was your first time hearing them? And why was it in a mall?
No, my first time hearing them was when they literally came out. Because I'm an ancient mummy.
That's true.
From a sarcophagus.
Chad is only a few years older than me and Jason.
It's just like, I'm so old. You're 29!
No, that is a lie.
Chad is 2,000 years old. We have... This is canon.
Yeah, it's canon. Thousands. He's literally ancient.
Yeah, I met Yugimoto.
Oh my God.
He owes me $10.
Chad owes the millennium. The Pharaoh.
Yeah. So, I mean, I did actually listen to this when it came out as a kid. So I remember when Backstreet Boys and NSYNC came out, I was way more excited for NSYNC.
Yeah.
Just because they just had more poppin' and pizzazz for me.
I'm not alone in that. Okay.
Yeah, I love NSYNC.
I bought their first album when I was like 6 or 7.
Yeah, I still have it. I still have like...
I think I have
all of their albums still.
When did their first... Can I ask a technical question?
Yes, yes you can.
When did their first albums come out?
1997.
Because I remember like...
Oh, you have that on file.
Yeah, yeah. It's right here, guys.
Fact checks on this show.
I have to.
I was going to say, we just take a moment and be like, hold on, let me look it up.
I can't.
Sometimes we don't even do that.
Guys, I'm prepared. Wiki, shout out to Wikipedia, our new sponsor.
Wikipedia. Squarespace. Okay, because I do remember listening to them in conjunction with like Britney Spears, mm-hmm. right? But like,
yes.
not, I definitely was, I can't say that I was like a fanatic about them.
You were just a fan.
Well, I had friends who listened to them. And so then I would go to their houses and they'd be like, Backstreet Boys. And I'd be like, sure.
Yeah. I'm straight. Grace would be like, O-Town.
I was like too busy listening to like 70s music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Grace's dad rock.
I'm pretty sure that's literally what Jason was saying at the end of our last episode is Grace doesn't listen to this because she's too busy listening to the 70s.
She's trapped in a Nixon era.
Well, maybe in 20 years, she'll work her way up to the 90s.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
She'll get there.
So yeah, that's what I remember is like going to friends' house. I'm sure I had the CDs, but I remember like being at friends' house. So that's probably when I first heard it.
I think like the first time I think I can remember is I had now that's what I call music 8 yes. CD or something like that. It was a single digits one, and they were both all over it, of course.
Right.
And I got it by accident because it was supposed to be a different Now That's What I Call Music CD because I got it like a yard sale and then the wrong one was in there. But anyway,
so sorry.
That's the first one I can think of.
It happens.
But the first album I got, I remember it was, I was in elementary school because I'm baby. But it was one of those, the teacher did one of those things where it's like, oh, if you like behave for this long, you get like these stickers and then you can trade these stickers in for something. And one of the things they had to give away was like a Backstreet Boys CD. So...
Amazing.
I got one that way.
Yeah. And that's how they recruit. That's how they recruit.
What are you talking about? They were always recruiting.
That's true. And they still are. Yeah,
I
heard
them.
I didn't
listen to them like intensely. It was more like Grace's where it's like, I mean, I listened to them because they were everywhere, but I never really went out of my way.
I think I just remember seeing the music video for, what was the song? Tearing Up My Heart.
What's the one they're in an airport?
Oh, I Want It That Way.
I Want It That Way.
That was an iconic one.
Yeah, iconic.
I only remember that one, and I think they have like a Halloween one where they were like in a house or something.
That was Backstreet's Back. Backstreet's Back.
I saw that recently, and I was like, hello.
the creativity and production quality of those videos were massive. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just copied the Korean market. What are you talking about?
In the 90s?
Yeah.
What was the Korean market back in the 90s? This topic has completely shifted because I'm curious.
Oh, no. That's when K-pop started. It was like in the 90s.
90s?
And they were that's why boy bands took off the way that they did because they were copying what they were doing in Korea.
Oh, what's that one group? They do the song G. I forget what they're called.
Saotaeji and the Boys? Is that what you're talking about?
No. It was a girl group. They have a song called G, but I remember they
Girls' Generation.
Yes, thank you. They were super... I knew it started with a G, but they were so iconic.
Yeah, that's why I find it really funny that, like, boy bands, like, they started doing it here to copy them in Korea, and then it, like, died over here, and then they just kept on going.
Yep.
And
going
with you just keep going, man.
I do love that for us.
And then here we are with BTS.
I know. Global. Yeah. Global icons. Yeah, I just remember buying their... The Backstreet Boys first album and the NSYNC first album like together because it was on sale on RCA Records or forget what CD company would mail you like magazine like it was a pamphlet with like a bunch of CDs that you could buy and order through mail and they'd come. I forgot what it was called.
You didn't buy it at FYE?
No, I did not go to FYE because I was like 7.
Oh, wait. Was it like Columbia Music House or something like
that? It was Columbia Music House, something like that. And they would give you like a brochure of like music and they had a tear out sheet and you could mail.
They had like little stamps.
The stamps, write in the code or whatever and mail it in a few weeks. Like you got your CD?
Honestly, that was kind of fun. It was like an activity.
It was because then it was the waiting game and you're just like, oh, my NSYNC album just came in. And it's just like,
you know, catalog shopping has been a thing for many, many decades.
No. Yeah.
I know. But do they still do it to the same caliber that they used to where they like send you the like little sticker and you have to put it on there?
Yeah.
The stickers. That does sound fun. I mean, yeah. I know that old people still shop off catalogs because I went to an old person's house recently and she was like, I got this out of catalog. And I was like, oh, catalog. Wonderful.
Were you doing investigative journalism? I went to some old person's house. Had to see.
It was a family member. I shouldn't say. I went to like a random
old
person.
Some old hag. I fucking walked in. And she's like, show me your fucking brochures, Granny.
I didn't even know her. I just walked in her house. Like, I was like,
I
want to
know how the other half lives.
flipping pages. Have you seen this coupon, Grace?
Show me your knickknacks.
Were you in Canada?
Give me your crochet
and your
needles.
Will. Yeah. You know, I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, my God. Because it seems like you just broke into an old person's house.
I didn't.
Oh, God.
I was in my
there. You did. You did.
Yes, I was in Canada, Chad, to answer your question. I went outside on the street with my small animal, and then somebody else with their small animal wanted to fight me.
Were they five?
And then a Pokemon battle ensued.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that's exactly. Honestly, that's still my favorite part of Pokemon, that you will just be accosted by small children.
Yeah.
Like, youngster wants to fight you. I'm like, youngster wants to fight you.
Bugkeeper wants to fight you.
Five-year-old wants to throw hands.
Yeah. You have like a Mewtwo, and they have like a Pidgey. It's just like, dog.
Oh, you're talking back when you circle back.
Yeah. When you circle back.
Who circles back?
You gotta find a legendary Pokemon. That. You gotta find a legendary Pokemon. You have to go through a round.
That's
and
true.
I,
there was that
and one. I also avoid them as much as I can. So when I am circling back, it's like there's just brand new battles.
That's true.
I love how even on someone else's podcast we managed to get off topic.
It's not that hard, man. It's not that hard. This is ADD, the podcast. Like, it's not that hard. So what is everyone's favorite song of each group?
Oh boy.
Just like their number one favorite. Like,
you know what's really funny is one that always pops into my mind immediately when I think of NSYNC these days is Digital Get Down. it's not my favorite, but it's classic? Just one that pops into my head.
Classic. Oh my God. On vinyl. What about Backstreet Boys?
Oh man, can you get them on vinyl? That would be so funny to own.
Guys, like, I have a surprise.
Oh no.
I'm kidding.
Do you have them?
I do not. I am
mailing them to your house right now.
And it's just a Luffy hat inside the box. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Another Luffy hat.
Yo.
Oh, goodness.
Collection of hats. It's like the Luffy jacket. The flannel.
What? Okay.
Are you going through their catalog?
I am. I am also doing that.
That's fine.
I definitely had to look it up because I was like, I don't fucking know.
So I will say, Larger Than Life is probably my favorite. Oh,
Larger Than Life is a good one.
Because I remember watching that music video and I would see it like once every week. And I would wish it would come on because I love the song. This shit slapped. Mm. But they had, I forgot what MTV show had, but you could go online and vote. And my internet was trash and I couldn't vote.
So that album, Millennium, that's the album that I owned.
Yes. I think me too. I think that was the one that I owned as well.
Show Me the Mean of Being Lonely is a good one, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's my favorite, but it's a good one. Yeah.
Underrated.
Mm-hmm. What's really funny is like that really, thinking about the lyrics right now, that does sound like a K-pop song. It reads as, what's the word I'm looking for?
Disjointed? Are there Korean covers? Are there Korean covers of these songs?
Not that I've heard.
Individual
people will sing them. Like, they'll do like live shows for their fans or whatever. Yeah. Or live shows. They'll just be on live.
Because Larger Than Life would slap in Korean. If like BTS did a cover of this shit, this shit would be crazy.
Please don't do that to me. Meme personally to BTS.
Specifically.
I will name them. Fuck you. It's Gonna Be Me is my favorite NSYNC song.
That's gonna be. You mean May. It's gonna be May?
It's gonna be May.
I
Classic.
Mean, it is. It is pretty great. I feel like for Backstreet Boys.
NSYNC. All right,
yeah. Go ahead. For Backstreet Boys, I feel like for me, it's I Want It That Way. Like, yeah. You know, classic.
Classic. Yeah.
But, I mean, Backstreet's Back does always pop into my head. I don't know why. All right. I always think vividly about like a nightmare I had when I was like 11 that was like centered around that music video.
Oh my God.
Was Howie like haunting your dreams and shit?
No, it was a weird disjointed dream that was like a mesh of like music videos, random movies I had seen recently. Like, oh my Van God. Wilder was in my dream.
Yo?
Yeah, it was
Van Wilder.
It was a weird time.
Catherine, when are we doing a Van Wilder episode?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, classic.
Yeah, but for NSYNC, I feel like my favorite song is probably No Strings Attached. Like, no I liked that attached. Song. I really liked that song for some reason. No strings attached.
What was the one where they were puppets?
Bye Bye Bye.
Bye Bye Bye.
That's Bye Bye Bye. Okay.
Bye Bye Bye.
I'm just going to continue to ask which.
Was that well, also the one? Well,
I was telling Jason that we should play a game where it's like Backstreet Boys or NSYNC where he says something about them, like a song, and I have to guess which is which because I can't keep track.
Oh,
I can't.
I'm way ahead of you, Catherine. With that. I'm way ahead of you, right. Bro.
You know what's a good song that is underrated, I think, is You Drive Me Crazy.
Drive me crazy.
What, the Britney Spears song?
No, there was one by NSYNC that was You Drive Me Crazy.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
So I you drive say myself that- crazy?
Britney's taken over that song. Like, no one can have a song called Crazy, and I don't think about Britney Spears.
Britney Spears' song is just called Crazy.
Yeah.
Why aren't we talking about Britney Spears?
Because we already did that, Grace. We do it every intro.
So what 2000s topics are you familiar with that we can invite you for?
Yeah. What are you familiar?
I'll send you an itemized list.
Please do. Led Zeppelin reunion in 2003. Let's talk about that.
Oh, we love it.
Oh, my God.
We love to see it.
Don't. Don't do that to me. Oh, man. Yeah.
You drive me crazy.
Yeah. So.
It's an insane song. Anyway, go ahead.
So, funny. I don't know if you have a favorite member or a least favorite member of each group.
Joey Fatone.
Your favorite?
I know that one.
Did you say no?
I was just naming him.
Can I list Justin Timberlake's ramen hair specifically?
Ramen era.
I agree.
Yeah. All right,
that's my favorite member. Ramen era.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
I think I could agree with that.
Joey Fatone is an actor now, and I saw him in a Hallmark Christmas movie, and I almost died.
He's in Hallmark movies?
Mm-hmm. Look it up. Also, I don't know if you're familiar with the movie On the Line, but that is I think it's NSYNC. Yeah.
Oh.
One of the guys from, Lance Bass.
I remember this fucking movie.
Yes.
I've seen this.
It's a rom-com. This is before he came out. It's a romantic comedy starring him and some chick.
Catherine?
And Joey Fatone is also in it.
Catherine, you have to see this. I promise you. Catherine. You have to fucking see this.
Catherine.
You have no idea. You have to
yelling see this.
Yelling my name. Dude.
What's it called?
On the Line. I promise you.
One of the worst movies of all time.
I promise you.
Have you guys seen Knock Knock?
Wait. Was On the Line pre or post 9/11?
I want to say it was 2001, so I don't know.
Hold on. When did this come out?
But it also takes place in like...
Post. October 26th.
It also takes place in like Chicago, so I don't know that it's right.
Chicago.
I don't think it takes place in New York. It takes place in like a random city.
Dude, it is.
If anything, 9/11 happened, and they said, "Hey, people need this."
You know what the world needs right now,
guys? We've had 1,000 people die. Lance Bass and some girl.
Just imagine of all the content that's going to come back after COVID, right?
Oh my god!
Wow.
Did you know that Jules doing mystery movies on the Hallmark Channel now?
Really?
Yes.
Oh. I'm gonna have to check that out.
Oh my god!
That sounds up my alley.
Have you guys seen that? Well, not seen. Have you heard of this like zombie film that Joey Fatone, AJ, Nick Carter, one of the Drew Lachey did together? For like a direct to stream movie is about zombies in like the Wild West.
The only zombie movie I'm familiar with is Zombies from Disney Channel.
Why is this like the entire episode is just one plug for Disney Plus?
Why are we doing an ad for Disney Plus?
Yeah, Chad, are you getting paid by Disney Plus?
No, but I would like to.
Disney Plus sponsor? Let them know. New Mutants in theaters tomorrow.
I would like to let them know that I am interested in a sponsorship.
Oh my god! So who's your? So got completely.
We did do Descendants. To be fair, we did watch.
Descendants. I do own Descendants 2.
Oh, that's right.
I own it. Yeah. Black Friday, baby. Black Friday.
Titanic.
I was like, what? How much more money can I waste in Target? And I saw Descendants 2 was the only copy. I'm like, well, a God exists. So I bought it.
I will have to say they did have the best hair in that one.
Them too?
Well, they had Mal had good hair in that one.
When all the budget goes to hair and makeup.
Yeah, that was like three. Honestly. That was definitely that was three. The third one.
They had the wiggiest wigs.
The wiggiest.
The wiggiest wow. wigs.
So what is in throughout their whole band songs, what is their greatest song? Each Ooh. One.
Oh.
Both of them. What is their best song?
I think I Want It That Way.
I Want It That yeah. Way?
Well, arguably for Backstreet Boys, yeah.
For Backstreet Boys, yeah.
I mean, you can turn that on and anybody would know it. Like, yeah. it's yeah. that, and for NSYNC, it would be It's Gonna Be Me. Because
it's gonna be me.
Every year,
really? It wouldn't be Bye Bye Bye?
Well, I feel like those two run neck and neck, which is why yeah. I say NSYNC's better, because they have two. But, you know... I feel like It's Gonna Be May. Literally, people bring that up every year when yeah. May rolls around.
That's
when it's like April 30th. It's like, yeah. It's coming, and like the memes pop up that like your aunts and uncles always like reblog.
It's like Mean Girls and October 3rd. They That's just true. Go together.
Yeah. It just What day is it today? Would you go if they toured together?
I mean, no. like to a super show?
It's See, like a super I, show.
Okay, so...
If it were the 90s, maybe.
If it was the 70s, I would go.
Okay, I'm going to shoot you through the screen.
If it's in an amphitheater, I'll go. Because then I could sit in the grass and it'll just be a... I feel right? like it literally will just be a swarm of, like, older people sitting around. It's like going to a New Kids on the Block concert.
Oh, God, dude.
Are you hypothesizing currently if they toured together?
Yeah, yeah, hypothesizing. If they toured together.
Some of them don't look so good now.
No, no, no.
I mean, Joey got into shape, so he's yeah. got that going for him.
Joey lost weight?
Well, I think he did. Didn't he?
He looks okay.
Yeah, and then Lance is...
He looks healthy.
Lance is whatever. Lance is whatever. Chris got a little... Okay. Chris was always short and a little chunky, and then... What's his name? JC got a little thick.
Did he?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Jason knows firsthand. They hang
firsthand.
Out.
Do you know what I missed? The one thing that Joey Fatone did. America's Best Dance Crew.
America's. Yes. No, wasn't that JC? JC did yeah, that.
That's yeah. what I said. JC Sarzai.
Oh, yeah. That show was like the shit. And I know. He knew what he was talking about. So it was like he did a really great job in that show.
I just love that him and Lil Mama were judges on that, and I was just like, for why?
Lil Mama, oh,
because
man.
Because it's the 2000s, we can do whatever we want.
I know. And everyone else was super busy. They couldn't find Chrissy Teigen yet.
She's a model, so she was probably on the runway.
It's yeah, but she awesome. Wasn't, yeah, but she wasn't like now Chrissy Teigen, you know.
Or she could have been in like middle school. I don't know how old she is.
I don't know.
She's older than us, right?
You guys want to hear some hot takes?
Sure.
All right. Why not? I don't know. I don't know if this is a hot take. I don't know if this is hot. Lukewarm. Kind of agreeable.
You guys want to hear some lukewarm takes.
Let's hear some lukewarm takes. A take, lukewarm.
Tepid.
Mild. Broiling.
Room temperature.
Room temp. I forgot to turn the stove on water.
All right.
Backstreet Boys had... way better singers. But NSYNC
right, that was a room temp.
Yeah.
Room temp.
No reaction.
Because I was like, what are my opinions? I'm like, I just wrote them down.
But I don't know. Brian, I was just
out of like the two groups, Brian is like the greatest one. The best
Which one
singer.
Is Brian? Is he the tall one?
He's a short, he's a short blonde one.
I don't know because I've barely heard any of them like sing individually other than like especially in like NSYNC, the only two I've heard sing by themselves are JC and Justin.
Yeah.
And JC.
How do you know this, Jason? Have you heard them sing individually or?
Well, if you listen to I Want It That Way, they all have their each part and Brian is like the lead
I see.
Part.
Okay.
Brian is like the lead part. And for a lot of those like slower ballads, he's the lead part.
Oh, so you're just saying he carried the group.
He vocally, yeah, vocally carried the group.
Okay, and that's fine.
Yeah.
That happens.
He was the Mercedes of the group. Glee reference.
Oh, my God.
Because I've seen Glee now because of our
air horn sounds,
wait,
Catherine.
Maybe we can do a Glee episode and then invite Grace.
Dude. Oh,
we've already done, please. we did that on ours. That's why I've seen it.
Well, no, we have to do the soundtrack. The Glee soundtrack.
Yeah, specifically Glee soundtrack.
No, thank you.
The Glee soundtrack. You have to listen to it before the show.
Please
you have to
bring
listen
us
to the
back.
Whole soundtrack.
You're only allowed to listen to Glee soundtrack.
I have some hot takes on a lot of those songs.
Plot twist, they're all bad.
No, like, you saying that Brian was a better singer, I think that JC could have outsang him. JC did a lot
JC Brian? I do agree JC was the best singer on it.
He was the predominant vocal in a lot of their songs.
He was the strongest voice.
Justin just had a lot of star quality. Also, he could sing as well.
Yeah,
I was from soul stuff.
I was going to ask, like, how did he become the biggest star out of any of them?
JC Chazé's nose.
Wait, I've heard this though.
I swear it has something to do with, like, literally his nose. So they thought he was, like, ugly, so he wouldn't have enough marketable appeal.
Yeah.
Right. I guess, my question is, like, after, I guess, the band split up or whatever, their time was up, did people recruit him? I'm just wondering, like, what, I don't, because I'm more familiar with, like, him as a person than anybody else, which I think most people are. Although he did do acting for a long time as well. So maybe that had to do with it.
Well, I think he springboarded to just do other things because he moved to the back end of stuff because he does a lot of producing. He writes songs for people still.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. And plus all those royalties, bro.
Yeah. I mean, the money is really in the songwriting.
Easy. Yeah. The money really is in songwriting. When Lance came out as gay, were we surprised?
No, not even a little bit.
No. No. And it's like, when you watch On the Line, Catherine, it's mind-blowing.
Catherine? Catherine? Are you listening? Catherine?
Dude?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Are you
here? On the Line.
On the Line. On the Line.
You gotta hear me, son. You gotta hear me. On the Line.
We should have all watched On the Line before.
I completely forgot about that fucking movie.
I honestly... I remember when it happened and I was like... To be honest, I refuse to believe that he's the only one.
No.
Because he was the only one. And yes. I'm like, you're going to tell me not one out of any of them?
Maybe we can do a part two on the line.
Gaydar explodes. On the Line, dude. I think, weirdly enough, I may have seen the trailer in theaters when I went to go see Austin Powers or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Love Austin Powers. Grace, we should do an episode on Austin Powers.
Okay,
classic.
I'm good.
We're just trying to give things for Grace that make her quit doing this. Just anything.
I don't have a lot of interest.
Wait, Grace. Wait, Grace. Have you seen Knock Knock?
What?
Have you seen Knock Knock?
With Keanu Reeves? Knock?
Yeah, no. With Keanu Reeves.
No.
Oh my God! Don't do it, dude.
What is up with you? What is up with you guys in this movie?
Don't do it. Just don't.
Jackie made me watch it.
Of course she did.
It is wild, but I think that there should be a Knock Knock and Call Me by Your Name.
It's
what
Knock Knock is Wild Things on acid.
Interesting.
It's very weird. It's very weird and uncomfortable.
Basically, thanks for your review.
Two girls.
5 stars.
Pressure Keanu Reeves into having sex with them and then basically torture him using statutory rape as a blackmail.
I've heard of this. Okay, I do know what you're talking about. I don't think I've ever seen it, but I do know what you're talking about.
It is a prequel
it's
to John
ride.
Wick.
It is a ride. I can't stop thinking about it.
So what I think you should do is instead save yourself the time, not watch that, and just watch Hard Candy with Ellen Page. It's much more fun. It's much more fun, in my opinion.
Imagine Hard Candy with Keanu, though.
Well,
Ellen Page and Keanu.
No, they have the other guy. What's his name?
Patrick Wilson.
Is that what his name is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have Patrick Wilson.
Yeah.
And Ellen Page, when she was like 15, I think.
Yeah,
she's she was young. Very young in that movie.
I mean, she looks like baby. Literally baby.
Baby?
Baby, yeah. Gotta chop your balls off?
I'm gonna kill you, bro. Where's my Oscar?
We'd Catherine? Love to see it.
So we're gonna quiz Catherine and Grace.
On what?
On lyrics. On whether they're NSYNC or Backstreet Boys lyrics.
Oh, that's funny.
So
you're gonna fail.
This is not gonna go well.
So let's go. So let's go with the younger white. Let's go with Catherine. We started first.
Younger white.
Yep, that's my name.
I was gonna say, suddenly this just got very charged.
This is every episode with Jason.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Dude, that's just being friends with me, if anything.
Very
are you ready, guys, to start?
Yeah. Wait, I thought, am I starting first?
Yeah, I thought it was the younger white.
Yeah, 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 it is. It is. Shit, fucker. So.
Calm down.
So, all you people, can't you see, can't you see? How your love is affecting our reality. Every time we're down, you can make it right. Who's saying that?
Backstreet Boys.
What do you know? You're right.
Amy Winehouse.
Because that's larger than life, right?
Yes.
Okay. I knew that. That's one of the few ones I knew.
All right. Grass. Mm-hmm. Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one? Yeah. Am I sexual? Yeah. Am I everything you need? You better rock your body now.
NSYNC?
Wrong. It's Backstreet Boys.
Damn.
Okay. I knew that.
Yes, obviously, Chad. That's why you're not playing.
That's why we're not playing.
It's really their lyrical.
That's why he's quizzing us, because we don't know anything.
It's really their lyrical content. Like, for some reason, they have, like, specific lyrical content brands.
Mm-hmm. All right, Catherine. You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say, I want it that way. Imagine these on the Hallmark card. Yes.
Backstreet Boys, right?
Yes. Yeah,
you're so I just started to question myself.
When I look into your eyes, I know that it's true. God must have spent a little more time on you. Grace.
That's NSYNC.
Stop Googling the answer.
I wasn't.
Was look a little
Grace was like, Tears for Fears. All right, Catherine's winning. I don't care who you are, where you're from, what you did.
Blues Traveler.
Shut up.
NSYNC.
You're wrong. It's Backstreet Boys.
Okay, I don't know that one.
Grace, sometimes I wish I could turn back time. Impossible as it may seem, but I wish I could. But I wish I could so bad, baby. Quit playing games with my heart.
Oh, NSYNC?
Sorry, that is Taylor Swift. That is
it's Backstreet Boys. Oh. Okay.
But really my love is what I'm finding.
Yeah, but my love is all I have to give. Without you, I don't think I could live. I wish I could give the world to you, but love is all I have to give. Catherine.
Backstreet Boys.
You're right. Every little thing I do.
Guessing Backstreet Boys.
Every little thing I do never seems enough for you. You don't want to lose it again, but I'm not like them.
NSYNC.
You're correct.
Great. Now I'm just guessing based on probability.
Yeah. Yeah. Hint, it's 50-50.
Hey, if it works, it works.
Exactly.
Let me tell you the story about the call that changed by destiny. That's how game shows are won. Me and my boys went out just to end up in misery.
Could you repeat the lyrics? I thought you were just telling us a story.
No. It sounds like that. Let me tell you the story about the call that changed by destiny. Me and my boys went out just to end up in misery.
Three Doors Down. Stop.
Backstreet Boys.
Correct. I'm doing this tonight. You're probably going to start a fight. I know this can't be right.
Backstreet Boys.
Wrong. It's NSYNC.
Okay.
It is the lyrics to Bye Bye Bye.
I wouldn't have ever known that.
If it's not Stairway to Heaven, I can't answer that.
And yet.
What is classic rock again?
It doesn't matter about the car I drive or what I wear around my neck. All that matters is that you recognize that it's just about respect. Catherine.
NSYNC?
You're correct. It's the lyrics to Pop.
Okay, I don't know that one. I don't know most of these.
Just got paid, Friday night, party hopping, feeling right, booty shaking all around.
What?
This is actually my eulogy, guys.
Right. These are your vows.
These are my vows. She's going to be so... Can't wait for the wedding. It's going to be lit.
I hope she can hear all of this.
She's right here.
Great. Is she watching Grey's Anatomy again?
Yeah, she is.
Nice, I knew it.
Man over to a woman dying in a hospital.
That's the funniest shit.
It's amazing. My guess is Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys. You're wrong, it's NSYNC.
God damn it.
Yeah, man.
Oh my God.
Dude. And with a blessing from above, God sends you his love and everything is okay. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. Who's saying that?
Mariah Carey.
NSYNC.
You're correct.
Don't only one of them have a Christmas album?
Yeah, I think NSYNC only has a Christmas album, which is like mind-boggling because I would assume Backstreet Boys would have one too. Everyone had one.
Hello, superior group.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, that's why I got that, because I'm like, I think NSYNC has had a Christmas album, but I wasn't sure about Backstreet Boys.
Oh, I will love you more than that. I won't say the words, then take them back. Don't give loneliness a chance.
Backstreet Boys.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yay!
If I wasn't a celebrity, would you be so nice to me? If I didn't have cheese like every day, would you still want to be with me?
Backstreet Boys?
Cheese?
Yeah, the cheese is
It's in sync. It's in sync, bro. All right,
again,
last one.
From celebrity.
Thank you, Chad. Remember the VH1 pop-up video?
Yeah.
That's you.
Well, you won't let me say anything.
Just say it. I'm not stopping it.
Halsey fact.
Halsey fact.
Another Halsey fact.
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you, but when we are apart, I feel it too. And no matter what I do, I feel the pain. Grace.
I forgot who's
tearing up my heart when I'm with you. I think that's NSYNC.
And you're wrong. It is Depeche Mode. It is actually Depeche Mode.
I'm going to kill you.
Oh my God, the Smiths?
Oh my God. All right. I'll never break your heart. I'll never make you cry.
You said that was the last one.
Sorry. Yeah. All right. Catherine wins.
That's great. Good for her.
So, Chad, the younger white wins?
Young white wins.
The younger white.
The millennial.
Chad, what did you mean by they have a lyrical brand?
Well, I feel like it's hard to like specifically define, but I feel like I can tell a NSYNC song from a Backstreet Boys song. While they're like, they have the same themes, like thematically they're the same, but like with NSYNC, I feel like there's always like this kind of edginess, like edgy quality to it. Like they're a little bit, they're not afraid to go into like be bad boys, whereas Backstreet Boys seem to want to keep more of like a good boy image, if that makes sense.
Yes, completely agree.
Because one of my things, like I was thinking about it and I was like, truly, like what was the big difference between them? Because they came out so in like the same years and they were so similar. So I was just wondering to like actual fans of them, like what was their different appeals? Because
It's interesting looking back on it now, especially through the lens of having like being a K-pop fan as I am these days.
Right.
Because, like, they have concepts and stuff like that, but yeah. They have, like, a core concept for their group, but they'll do other concepts that they can function within, if that makes sense. So that kind of feels like what they did with, like, NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, because, like, NSYNC, like, with their first one, they were just presenting them as a boy group. With the No Strings Attached album, it was, like, a little edgier, and then Celebrity was, like, all about, like, kind of, like, that bad boy thing of being a celebrity and stuff like that. And, like, kind of deconstructing that image. With Backstreet Boys, I feel like with theirs, it was always kind of a consistent through line of, like, they had their individual members who kind of fit a mold, but, like, their through line with their albums, it was really more of, like, a, I don't want to say, like, Christian image, but, you know, like,
they were more wholesome. Yeah. They were more of a wholesome group look that, like, each one had, like you said, their own look and, like, individualness, but together they just had, like, one harmony together.
I think Howie was the only bad boy in their group. Like, and he was, like, even as a bad boy, he was still, like, pretty well put together.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, like,
he just looked like he lived in Miami.
I mean, they were from Orlando.
Were they?
Yeah, they're from Orlando.
Performing in a mall near you.
There was they made a comment saying that Orlando, Florida is Hollywood, but you can afford it.
I don't think so. I don't think that's true. my other question, then that brings up another question that I have, which is, did they come out organically? Like, were they bands, or were they, like, in any way engineered?
Engineered. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. They were both managed by the same person under the same label. And so there was a casting call, like, just like a, you know, just like a call out to people to come audition for a boy group. And I was watching a bit of a documentary about it, and how, like, Lance knew Joey, and then Nick got, it was like this whole thing. And so, and how they came together under, like, Lou Pearlman, and how they were kind of manufactured, but it was kind of organic in the same kind of in a way. So it was a little bit of both. And when they all sang together, it just clicked, and people knew, you know, just like, it's gold, you know. And so they were able to create their look and their identity from that and tour them
and
around.
And that band was One Direction.
I was going to say, like, is there any boy band that hasn't been engineered? Like, that's just their thing, right? Like, and we accept that
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
well, the yeah. thing I like with, like, the Korean shows, they kind
the
of
Beatles,
like, put them together, and, like,
not a boy band.
Beatles.
They're just a band.
They were exactly, we're a rock band.
They were a boy band.
Okay.
Yeah, but, like, a lot of the Korean ones,
Jason,
yo,
wanna fight
yo
me?
Yo, Grace's eyebrows are arching. She's just like, do you want to fight?
Let's get into this.
The Karen, the Karen energy coming through.
Oh boy. Yeah, but no, that's interesting. What were you saying, Chad? I'm sorry.
Oh, I was saying, like, with the Korean groups, a lot of them, the way they put them together is, like, through TV shows, like a survival show. So there's just, like, a whole bunch of them from different labels. Like, say, for instance, well, I guess, like, here, so I don't know, we'll just say, like, label A, label B, label C. So they'll send out trainees or whatever from their label. So they're people that they've trained that could potentially be in a group if they all, like, mesh. Mm-hmm. So and then there's, yeah.
Sorry.
It's very interesting because there's kind of, like, almost, like, they compete in this musical competition show, and it's, like, a survival show, so people get eliminated. So it's kind of like American Idol in a sense, where, like, the viewers vote on it and, like, say who they don't want in the group per se, or don't think are ready.
Right.
And so I think it's interesting that there is say for instance, BTS was formed from one of those shows. So it's interesting to see how, like, the consumer has a say in who they want to see put into a group as well. In that quality. So, I mean, it's interesting to see, like, how their groups, because of some aspect of that, they do. I mean, because they do have groups that are more like the ones that were here in America, where they just put them together.
Mm-hmm.
So I find it interesting how between the two different markets, how their groups stay together versus like ones here fall apart. Cause I feel like as soon as, cause like look at One Direction, as soon as they came over here, what'd they do? Break up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, so once America gets to you, you will break
America
up.
America is garbage.
United States of America, we break up.
Is no, that... there's a really good short documentary on K-pop that's part of that Netflix documentary series.
Mm-hmm. What, the Vox one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the topics they do is K-pop. And
oh, yeah, I watched that.
Yeah, it's very good. Mm-hmm. So shout out to that.
It's today Explained, right?
Yeah, Explained, yeah.
So is that in the way they manufacture that over there in Korea, is that kind of like making the band was for MTV when they were doing that? Because it was
kind of
because it was like a reality show and they had to mesh them together.
That was a good show.
Yeah, the thing is like what a lot of them do, especially after they do their survival show, is they'll have like a little in-between show where like it's kind of like making the band where it's like the band's been formed and they're trying to like get into the groove and blah, blah, blah and stuff like that. So you get to see a lot of their personality and stuff like that. So that's why their fans are always so like diehard for them because they've gotten to know them.
Shit.
More so where I feel like here, where there's always like some form of distance between you and the artist, which is fine.
Yeah, but it also seems like here they just kind of appear.
Yeah,
it's not this organic growth that we see, you know. It's just very much like they're on the show and then boom, everywhere for like a month and then gone in some form. So over there, I guess they have it down to a science.
Honestly, I would love to watch a version, like an American version of that, but it's also got that making the band quality where someone crazy like P. Diddy will be like, it's 2 a.m. I want milk.
I need you guys to go down to Queens to get me some milk.
You know, if there's an American version, it would just be like just complete garbage. Like,
and
guys, I'm gonna have to close down the studio. I'm gonna have to close down the studio now, guys.
You don't seem serious. You don't seem serious. I'm gonna have to close down the studio. Honestly, I feel like Netflix could weirdly pull off a show like this.
100%.
They've got 100%. A lot of weird reality shows going on their show.
I love it. It's so good.
Yeah.
They had the cooking show Final Table. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I love that. Dude. That's the one with all of the different countries that
The different chefs in all different countries, and to go through like various countries for like all their dishes.
I want another season of that. I love that
show. I loved it until the end. The end was such bullshit.
Oh, because of who won?
Yeah, because who won? It was complete nonsense.
Yeah, I noticed on some of these shows, the winners, especially like on the streaming ones, I'm like, why are these people winning? I don't think they should win.
It's kind of like the one, do you remember the two chefs? It was like, they were like nerd art chefs and they would like create shit from like they had Mexico and everyone was trying to make like a taco or something. And he was like, we're going to use crickets and gold.
Yeah.
But it was just like, but it was like genius because it was just like culturally in like ancient times, like they still do eat crickets in some parts of Mexico, and it was like perfectly culturally appropriate and like paying homage. I'm just like, genius. I would need it though.
So but plan your trip to Mexico City today.
Guacamole.
Welcome to our Final Table fan podcast.
Final Table fanfic.
Thank God.
Let's fucking go.
They also have a lot of
these on AO3.
AOC.org.
I mean, it's not just that, Grace. I'm really into their realty shows they've gotten on there too, because it's like HGTV, but mature.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
What was that new one, Selling Sunset?
Well, that one's not new. It has 3 seasons.
New to me, because I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah. New
says, I just started watching it, dude. So it's new.
It's new?
It's new-ish.
This like, just came old. Out, guys.
Recent. I swear it just came out last year, but yeah. No, I just started watching another one last night about Million Dollar Beach House.
Yo.
And all I was talking about is I'm like, this house isn't worth that much.
Bullshit. I wouldn't want a beach house, though. I wouldn't want a beach house with kind of climate change and rising water levels. I wouldn't want that.
Well, this also takes place in the Hamptons, so I don't know if you want to live around that many white people.
I mean, if the ocean takes you, it takes you, you know?
adrift.
That's how you go. That's how I look at it.
I know who's giving my eulogy now. It's just like, guys, if the ocean takes you, it takes you, man.
It's like, that's not how he died.
Why does that woman smell like marijuana? Like, the ocean takes you, man. I drown. Shit.
Led Zeppelin in the background.
Oh, dad rock. So as a consensus, as we come to a conclusion, who's the better group?
NSYNC.
I agree with whatever Chad says. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's NSYNC. Once you have a you have a Christmas album, you've pretty much cemented yourself.
I have a
how you know you've made it.
I have a fun fact that's gonna make you guys fucking laugh. Okay. But Catherine, who do you think is like the best?
NSYNC.
NSYNC?
Yeah.
I think it's NSYNC as well. Just because of they had harder hits. Even though Backstreet Boys sold more, NSYNC had like quality bops.
Oh yeah, that's I was gonna ask, like who technically was more
Backstreet Boys sold more.
Popular.
They're just more bopping. They had way more hits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Justin was like the star of everything. He was like the one to emerge. Fun fact, a friend of the show, Jim, thinks the Backstreet Boys are the greatest fucking band ever.
Well, that track.
The greatest, I'm sorry, the greatest band ever?
No, sorry, excuse me. You know what? I'll stay with that because he didn't say that, but I'll say it for him.
I love how this aligns with the other music that I know that he listens to, which Backstreet Boys, I'm not really sure where to put that.
Yeah, like Backstreet Boys and like the Mars Volta for him, like where do you really follow? With him really. So that's a little fun fact.
I don't know what he's listening to. He must be listening to the same three Backstreet Boys songs because I'm gonna listen to some real deep dives into Millennium,
dude. Backstreet Boys but all the B-sides.
Oh my god,
a nightmare.
Sure. A fucking nightmare. Sure.
That's what hell's
the loss. The Lost Christmas album, Hell's Bathroom is 98 Degrees B-sides. That's all it is. All
what are the you demos. Talking about? That's for the gym, dude.
That's for the gym?
When I'm getting that's swole, motivation.
When I'm getting swole, it's Una Noche playing in the back.
Yeah, it's not playing in the back. They perform there every day.
That's what they're up to now.
It's Nick and Drew Lachey, like, as I'm doing squats. Oh, my God. Terrible. You guys should plug your podcast or something.
I'm sure you guys have one. We did already.
Yeah, it's
I love plugging our podcast. If you guys love how off topic this got, that's pretty much almost every episode of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. If you guys liked how loud I've been laughing that ruins the entire audio, come join us over on our podcast.
We've just been doing quarantine episodes where we've just been watching whatever.
Isn't laughing. Every episode you guys do a quarantine episode?
Well, that's just, what do you mean? Like,
because you guys don't record together. You know what I mean? So like,
that is true. Yeah. We are cross states.
Now it's more official, like quarantine.
We don't leave our houses.
Yeah.
And then soon, eventually, we'll figure that out.
You know, yes.
Great answer.
Yeah, most recently we were watching Infinity Train. That'll probably be our next episode, too.
But that's on my watch list.
I definitely thought that.
Question, is it good?
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, it's kids television, but it's really good.
No,
There's definitely good, like, mature, quote-unquote, themes.
Yeah, especially this most recent season.
Yeah, for sure. Which I definitely thought was over already, and I got to the latest episode, and I was like, hello?
Hello?
No, I think the last two episodes came out today.
Oh, yo. Did they?
Yeah.
Okay, that's lit. You know what boy band we should have talked about was Big Time Rush because
I'm host immediately kicks out Grace. Yo, we're not talking about Big Time Rush.
Why not? I want to talk about Big Time Rush. Let's talk about the 2000s episode and just not invite Jason.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing. That would be incredible. I would love that.
You'd fucking hate it.
I think it'd be fun.
No, you know why? Because then Catherine has to do all the research.
Yeah, bold of you to think I would do any research ever.
We're not going to do any research.
Come on, Jason. That's not what we're about.
Big Time Rush, guys. They were big. They were a part of our time.
If you want some research, I have one fact for you.
Tell us.
Their song, Windows Down, was actually written by Kesha.
That is a fact.
Kesha? By Key Dollar Sign Ha.
Key Dollar Sign Ha. Ty Dollar Sign.
Yeah. As Principal Figgins once said.
Oh, man. Terrible.
Yeah, rights. So. Okay.
Yeah, so tune in next time to us, not to them. Next time, we will actually be talking about Jennifer Lopez.
Wow.
I had to push it back because I was watching Grey's, and I was just like, I think we should just talk about this shit. It's just, like, unbelievable to me.
Wait, you were actually watching Grey's?
Yeah, we're on season 16.
That's really far in, dude.
There have been so many times where I'm just... Oh, she's breaking up.
Your Wi-Fi is crazy.
it's all because of the wildfires. It's messing up the airwaves, man. It's the wildfires.
Well, the fires got Catherine.
The wildfires are why the Wi-Fi.
Yo, Catherine's dead? Shit.
Catherine's on fire right now.
Catherine's on fire.
We shouldn't joke. People are dying.
Yeah.
Too late. I've been joking about it all day.
Just wanted to say that.
I love being on someone else's podcast. It's like being in an Uber you haven't paid for.
Right? This is like the big Uber van. Uber XL?
Well, this definitely isn't an Uber Black. I'll say that.
It's not Uber Black. I'm so sorry, guys. So we're on season 16. I've just been screaming about how this hospital should lose its license 10 times over. That this is not a real hospital. And the amount of semen in those rooms is disgusting.
Do you think they don't have like industrial strength disinfectant?
It's just so. Oh, Catherine's dead. It's just.
The fire's got her.
Yo.
She's
Catherine back. Catherine's back. But yeah, bad show. I think at some point I was like, is Ellen Pompeo even acting anymore? there's like parts where she just gives up. I'm like,
that's why she's not in a lot of the most recent season.
Yeah, just cash in the check, bro. Just cash.
Are we still
the
talking about Grey's Anatomy?
Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's end the show.
I'm impressed that he watched that much of it, and then we'll still talk shit about me watching Supernatural.
Yeah. You know what's different is that I just can't stand Supernatural, but I will stand a hospital drama and just fight through it. I don't know what it is. I think they're kind of neck and neck.
Are they neck and neck? Yeah.
Do you know what
demons
I'm the most...
Demons and devils and cancers and tumors are neck and neck?
Yes.
I'm going to hang this up.
Yes,
we're done now.
Jason.
Like, we're going to argue post-podcast.
No, we're not. Argument is over.
I think the most upsetting thing is that Supernatural ended before either of them got to cross over.
Wow.
That's actually a great point.
It was the crossover I was waiting for. They were on equal amount of time.
What about NCIS? What if that got
one of them gets
too?
Hodgkin's lymphoma and they have to go see Ellen Pompeo?
We have
to go to Grace Sloan Hospital.
I mean, if you bring an NCIS, it really is like the sweet life on deck with
What is our dream crossover of any show?
I think it already happened. It was That So Sweet Life of Hannah Montana.
Sweet Life?
That's Urban Hannah Montana Sweet Life. That was the crossover of the millennium. What are you talking about?
Okay, but you're wrong, Chad, because it was the Jimmy Neutron Fairly Odd Parents crossover.
That one was true. Yeah.
No, all right, not actual crossover. I mean, like, our dream
crossover. Yes, we know what you're saying, Jason.
Our dream crossover.
Not answering your question.
Answer my question now.
Are we still recording? Like, is this still the
any
episode?
Two shows?
Yeah, I'm still recording.
Any two shows. Of all time.
All time.
I need a minute to think about that.
I know, that
you can't just spring that on us.
That's
a
really
tall order.
That is a tall order.
Well, what's yours? You should lead with yours, sir.
Yeah, tell us.
Let me just...
king of podcasts. Tell us.
God. Euphoria and Glee. Prepared?
Euphoria and Glee?
Wasn't that the last scene of Euphoria season one?
I don't like that answer.
Don't either.
It's not a good answer. It's just, I think it would just be chaotic of just like overdose and a cappella.
So like Euphoria, combined. But with singing.
Yeah, Euphoria just get, with singing.
Just like, get Kenny Euphoria, Ortega.
Euphoria in a studio setting, basically.
Just get Kenny Ortega to direct one episode.
Yep, there you go.
Written by Diablo Cody.
I have my answer.
What is it?
It's Yu-Gi-Oh! Oh.
You don't even have to say anything else.
And BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Now that would be something.
Holy shit, we're in the Shadow Realm. It's bullshit, bro. It's bullshit.
Those aren't real. It's just
Pegasus.
Shane.
Ryan and Shane go to the Shadow Realm.
Yo, Pegasus, eat my dick. Just like, oh man. I mean, 9 out of 10 answer. 9 out of 10.
See, 9 out of 10. Where's the improvement?
I'm crying.
the improvement is the fact that it's not real.
Let's make it perfect.
Let's email them like, dude, get your Yu-Gi-Oh cards. We're going.
We are going to the Shadow.
It's in Wyoming.
It would
some,
be.
It's some old abandoned farm home. What about you, Chad?
Mine is still Grey's Anatomy and Supernatural.
Yeah. Honestly, not a bad answer.
That is my dream. Yeah, and do you know why? Because I know exactly how it could happen.
Oh, boy. He's got the spec script written.
Yo.
Don't ask
him. Honestly, I should. I really should write it for fun.
Is there a fanfic of this somewhere?
No.
Where they resurrect Patrick Dempsey?
No, it's just in my head.
He comes back as a demon. Oh, that would be so good.
Demon neurologist.
Well, it would definitely be a disaster episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Every episode's a disaster episode.
No, by disaster episode, I mean like the ones where like...
A hurricane?
Yeah,
a plane crash? A fucking plane crash? I was like, dude, all these people do is cry and crash planes. That's all they fucking do.
Oh my God.
Literally, this is terrorism.
Honestly, there are certain parts why I'm like, why do you guys still live in Seattle?
That's my thing. Do they have other friends? Like, what? Like, Seattle sucks. Like, get out.
Wait, did you get to the part where, like, yeah, you had to have gotten to the part where, like, someone's apartment got, like, lit on fire where a bunch of them were there for, like, someone's wedding anniversary?
Yeah, there was a wedding anniversary, and, like, the dude's mom, who's, like, a schizophrenic, was like, there's a fire for 45 minutes.
She's crazy.
For 45 minutes, she was like, yo, my mom's crazy. She's off her meds, blah, blah, blah. I'm sad. Lo and behold, at the end, there's a fire.
I know, that was the funniest part. She's like, I smell smoke. And they're like, I thought, oh, you're just having a stroke.
Oh, Nana's just going crazy.